Hello, and thank you for joining me here at Stepping Stones 123. My name is Devon, and I'm glad you decided to stop by and join me for our latest episode. Stay tuned. Today's Bible verse is from Mark 13, verse 32 through 37. Verse 32, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crow, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." Our scripture verse today, Mark 13, verse 32 through 37. Stand on the word. Stand on the word. There are many predictions of when the Lord shall come. However, we know that the word says that no man knows the day or the hour. While many may be sincere, they are in error in proclaiming an exact date. However, we do have the word of God that tells us that we must be a prepared people for a prepared place. This gives us the opportunity to get right now before it is too late. When you die, where will your soul reside? We know that we have a promised return of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means we have an opportunity to escape the confines of mortality, time, space, and limitations of this flesh. This world is not our home. We're just travelers passing by. Sinner man, don't miss this great opportunity to be saved, to put on immortality for mortality, and have your soul doomed to an eternity in hell if you refuse to repent and to get right while there's still time. The word of God is truth. It comforts the afflicted, but it also afflicts the comfortable. We must be ready when the Lord comes. The word of God gives us the steps. It says to repent, be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of our sins, and we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. A true prophet does not ignore the sins of his friends, but speaks for God and lets them know what they must do to be prepared for the Lord's return. The Lord has prepared a mansion for those who are ready to come back with him. In these trying times of COVID, deaths, sickness, lack for some, Jesus' words provides comfort and hope. Christ said that his return would occur at a time when the world's confidence will be shaken because of many calamities befalling mankind. And we can see that this is coming to pass today. However, we can find comfort and hope in the promises that the Lord shall return. We must continue to look up because our redemption draws nigh. Our hearts should not fail for fear, because we are trusting in the one and only true God. God has withheld the knowledge of the time of his return, but we can be sure it will return. It will happen. Christ's return will be swift and certain. Every eye shall see. Christ will come quickly. We must hold fast to what we have. We must hold fast to the word of God. Don't give up, saints. Jesus shall return to redeem his own. Remain faithful, expectant, and refuse to fall prey to the enemy. Do not succumb to the trials and tribulations and temptations that affect all men, both saved and unsaved. Who can separate us from the love of God? It may seem that we have a long wait since the promise was given, but continue to hold on, remain steadfast and unmovable. Don't get lax in our time of watching and waiting, saints. Don't become engaged in business affairs, pleasures of this world, seeking riches and having the wrong priorities and miss out on God. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We must be ready, watchful, and prayerful. Obey the gospel. Recognize our sinful state and our need for God and repent. Repent daily. Come to the Lord. Confess your faults. Ask him to wash you, clean you. My cry is daily, create in me, O Lord, a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. Lord, wash us and cleanse us that we might be ready for your return. Prayer empowers us, gives us spiritual vision, and allows us to see things as they truly are and as they can be. Saints, let's continue to watch and be observant. Look at the world around us. The signs are evident that Christ's return shall be. Pray daily. God reveals things about our spiritual condition that we may not recognize through our natural eyes. But when we pray, God can and he will speak to us and show us where we need to improve, where we need to repent, where we need to get straight while we still have time. Prayer equips us to discern the times and seasons that we are living. Pray and don't ignore what God is showing you in this season. Many are sorrowful over the loss of loved ones and jobs or whatever might be going on in this season. But we have a hope that is at his return, all that we have lost, all that we have endured will not be in vain. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It keeps us from day to day. We can trust in the word of God that one day our Redeemer shall come, because our Redeemer lives. He is close to us. To all those that are suffering adversity, continue in the faith, for there is a promise. Hold on to it and never doubt. Don't quit. Christ's return will be worth it. Every struggle, every sacrifice, every hurt, every pain. Hold on. Christ is coming in due season and at the appointed time. Guard your heart. Avoid temptations of cynicism and radicalism. Stand fast in spite of all the troubles and infirmities of this life. All of these things will pass away. Remain faithful. Continue to work, be busy, and involved in the business of his kingdom, God's kingdom, and not our own. Don't fear what is to come, but be the light in the world of darkness. Avoid deception. There's a difference between the church and the world. We are to stand fast in the word of God. We are to be a light in a world of darkness. There should be a difference between the church and the world. Holiness is our goal. Remain a worshiper. Worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. It's not based on our circumstances, Worship him for who he is. The Lord is great and mighty, faithful. We can trust in him and we can depend on him. The Lord will come at the appointed time. Saints, do not grow weary in well-doing, because great is the reward to the person who remains faithful over that which God has placed within his trust. We shall reap if we faint not. Let's continue to fight a good fight, and finish the course set before us. Let us walk in faith, holiness, and boldness as we continue to watch and wait upon the Lord. The Lord shall return at the appointed time. And saints, we must be a prepared people for a prepared place.
Thank you once again for joining me here at Stepping Stones 123. My name is Devon, and I have truly enjoyed talking to you today and sharing just a little bit of what God has placed on my heart. I pray that it will encourage you. I pray that you will stand on the Word of God. Trust in the Lord. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's standing right there with you to help you through it all. Until next time, again, thank you for joining Stepping Stones 123. Have a blessed day, everybody. Take care.